We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simon Reish Mem Dalet, which discusses, as the name of the Simon is entitled, Eze Malachos Yochol Ha'ini Yehudi Lasos Ba'ad HaYisrael. A fancy way of saying, Amir Al-Akam, we discussed already that a person cannot just ask a non-Jew to do Malacha for us. There are certain restrictions and very specific guidelines. And we were discussing most recently about the laws of Kablonus, in which is translated as a contractual agreement. And we're going to continue along this theme as well as share one practical halacha as well, which emerges from this halacha. So it says as follows. Im Sachar Eino Yehudi, Lashana O Lashtayim. Let's say, instead of having this person do a specific task for you to paint your house or whatnot, which is the kablonos, which we discussed, if let's say you have someone in which you hire to do work for you for a significant amount of time, for a year or two, for example, sheyichdov lo o sheerog lo beged, you give them different tasks, to be your scribe, to write a book for you, or to make garments for you, and this is something which they're on call, they're continuously doing. In the event that this person would do this malach on Shabbos, which we're not allowed to write, we're not allowed to weave, make garments. The question is, if we're not allowed to do it, as we said, one of the reasons, the problem of Amir al-Akum is because of shlichus, that there's a concept of shlichus, that if you're not allowed to do something, and you ask someone to do it on your behalf, they're actually doing it for you, and therefore, not that you are actually going to get the same violation of doing that malach yourself, but still there's this prohibition because of shlichus. So in this situation, because you hired them for an extended period of time, the Mechaber says, Ke'ilu katzatz imo sheyichtov lo sefer o sheyarag lo beged, she'osa b'chol eis sheyirtza. Basically what you're doing is that you're asking for certain tasks to be completed, and it's not necessary that it has to be done specifically on Shabbos. And therefore, even though perhaps they would do this malacha on Shabbos, that's not something that's really an issue because they didn't have to do it specifically on that day. And these are the two stipulations the Mechaber explains a little bit better. He says, "V'hu shel yachshov imo yom yom." You shouldn't consider it for every day. And the Mishnah Berurah explains what does that mean. Ratzalomer shel yedakdek alav imavatal eze yom imalachto. If you know that this person could take a day off and it doesn't bother you, so then this person technically could take Saturdays off, and that would be fine. If they choose not to, that's fine. So you're not machbid. Furthermore, v'lo yasa hamalacha bebeis Yisrael. So we mentioned that in a Jewish home for this malacha to be done, or in the proximity of other Jews, there's an issue of, mostly it's discussed of Maris Ayin, that they'll see these things going on, and it doesn't look right, and therefore, because of that, it cannot be done then either. So again, in a situation where you're dealing with a non-Jew that you've hired for an extended period of time, provided that they do not have to work for you specifically on Shabbos, and it's not being done necessarily for you, because it's not in the Jewish environment, as we mentioned last time, for example, you have your car at a mechanic far away, and no one knows that's necessarily your car, and you're not machbe that it has to be done specifically on Shabbos. So these are heter. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. He says as follows, quoting the words of the Rambam. He says, "Kederach hasarim sheish lehem sofer miyuchad ochayit miyuchad." This particular halacha is talking about prominent individuals in which they hire people to do these tasks, like you have your own personal tailor or your own personal scribe. Shibachol eishet sar chatzar lichto mechuyva lichto. Basically, he's on call. Anytime you want him to write an article or whatever, they have to be there for you. The time that he doesn't need to do it, he just sits there. So therefore, this is not a job in which is every single day. You're not hiring him 7 days a week, in which could become more problematic. And therefore, for that reason, we allow this person to do these malachos on Shabbos, because he really can do it any time that he wants. We're not telling him you have to do it specifically on Shabbos. He has that flexibility in his job. If he wants, he could do it on Sunday. Doesn't make a difference. You're asking him to write a book. It doesn't have to be done on Saturday. I'll get it in a couple of days. It's not a problem. And therefore, because I'm not gaining anything by you doing it specifically on Shabbos, then it's not an issue. And then the Taz says that when it comes to a situation, Kibon She'ein Makbid Alav, Im Yivatel Eiz Hayom, if we're not particular and you don't care if he doesn't work for one day, then that's when it's permissible. De'im hu makbid alav shoyeshev eiz hayom batel asul kliyam. But if you're someone that's particular and says, no, this person has to work for me, and I expect this person to work for me every single day, then it's an issue. De'havi kilu tzivahu lasos b'yom ha-shabbos. You're basically telling him, because you do not give this person any days off, you're basically telling this person to do malacha for you on Shabbos, which is not permitted. Od kasav ha-taz, the Mishnah Berurah also goes further, quoting the words of the Taz, says, De'im sacharo ligmor sefer obeged toch osu zman. Let's say you give this person a very tight deadline, which there's really not a lot of flexibility to complete a certain malacha, that's hu kamakbid. Even though you can say, oh, you can finish it whenever you want, he can't really finish it whenever he wants, because he's on such a tight deadline. Behainu bishyadua, de'iesha ligmor imo shiasagam b'shabbos. You know that the only way he'll be able to do whatever malacha it is has to be he has this 24-hour span on Shabbos, he's going to definitely use it. That's a problem. V'yafdi'im she'im ye'enas atzmo v'yesha b'layla yochel ligmor b'chol. You can say, one second, maybe Thursday night, instead of him leaving the shop, he should stay there the entire Thursday night, work all the way on Friday, and a few seconds before Shabbos will be done. That's not considered to be a practical Eitzah. Because Afal Pikin, Havizek, Kimitzavel, Lassos, Mishabbos. You know this person's not going to do that. And therefore, because that's not the norm of what's done in that particular profession, therefore it's considered to be an issue of having someone do a malach on Shabbos. So just to divert and to conclude, I want to share one halacha, a paragraph from the Sefer of the 39 Malachos, so that this we will conclude. He asked a question about trash collection on Shabbos, which is assuming, of course, your sanitation engineer, which is the PR way of saying it, is not of the Jewish faith. So the question is, are you allowed right before Shabbos to put garbage out when you know that garbage day happens to fall out on Saturday? Aren't they doing a malacha? They're doing certainly some tasks which we're not allowed to do. So he says as follows. One may put out trash and garbage before Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if their removal will be made on Shabbos. There's no question of Morris Ayin, because it's common knowledge that it is not you, it's not the homeowner that sets the collection schedule. So the whole issue of Morris Ayin is how could you allow someone to do a malacha? But if it's something which is beyond my control, this is something which has already been, depending on what block we live on, then it's not an issue. As a rule, Morris Ayin applies only to activities that are performed in a manner that is ordinarily forbidden. And therefore, he says it's permitted. However, he concludes, as we will also with this following paragraph, if one's trash is collected by a private contractor, he must stipulate beforehand that trash pickups may not be made on Shabbos. If it's not possible and another contractor is not available, one is permitted to make the trash removal arrangement anyway.